Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kehilim, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah has a relearn Masechas Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Afayin, Zeiv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, Klei Ar Meimus Mekabel Tomo, when do leather Kehilim Mekabel Tomo? We learned in the previous Mishnah about wooden Kehilim, and it was called leather Kehilim. So number one, Hatormel. This is the bag or pouch or sack carried around by shepherds. They put food and all their other different stuff into it. So when is it Mekabel Tomo? Mishi Yachsoim V'Yekanev V'Yasek Kichosov, for when the edges are sealed off, the actual little bits are trimmed, and its Kichos are done. What's this referring to? It's basically had a bunch of loops sewed onto it, which a rope or string was then threaded through, and that was pulled tight. That was basically a drawstring. So those ropes have to be threaded through in order for it to be considered a kli. However, Yudimer, he says, no, Mashiach says Oznov, already when the loops are sewed on, that's already considered a kli, so it can be Kabbal Toma then. Onto another kli, skurtia. This is a type of apron made out of leather that hide tanners would wear to protect themselves. So Mashiach says, Mikaniv Yasas Sisasa, is very similar. I just have to be sealed down, trimmed, and then the straps, that's the tzitzis, that tie the apron, those have to be attached. However, Yudimer, he says, Mashiach says Tabaseha, is when the rings are put on, these were attached to the edge of the apron, that's when it's Mekabel Toma. Another one, Kitavolia, this is a leather cover for a bed. Basically, they would stretch a large piece of leather on top of a bed frame, and that's what the person would sleep on. So Mishiyach Samikanev is able to Mekabel Toma already once the edges are sealed down and trimmed. Whereas Behuda Imer, he says, Mishiyach Kichaseha, it's only once the loops are attached to it, that's what helps it to be attached to the bed frame, and so only then it's Mekabel Toma. And one more, Hakarva Kesachal Ar, a leather pillow or mattress, which is basically a leather pouch that's filled with stuffing, and then if it's small, it uses a pillow, as large as uses a mattress, Mishiach Samikanev, it has to be filled with the stuffing and then sealed off and the little extra pieces trimmed. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, once a patch itself is sewn and there's a space less than Tvachim wide left for them to be able to put the filling there, so already then it's Mekabel Toma, even though it doesn't have the stuffing in it yet. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, now going back to the discussion that we had at the beginning of the Perek, the wooden or leather Kli is only Mekabel Toma if it's Metalte Mali Vareikon, if it's able to be carried both empty and also full. However, if it's going to be too heavy and you're not able to carry a full, or if when it's carried around full, it's just going to break apart, so it's not able to Mekabel Toma. Also, if it's meant for a Tashmish Arai, that's what we would call nowadays disposable, it's not meant for long-term use, that's also a reason it's not going to Mekabel Toma. So there's a number of different kelim. Petilia, Temeya, this is a small basket made of twigs, it's meant for putting dry figs in it, it could be Mekabel Toma because you can move it around even when it's full. However, Chasina, Tahira, Chasina is a basket made out of thorns, they put clay inside of it, that's not Mekabel Toma, that's because it's really just disposable, it's not reused over and over. According to some, that's because it's not metatal when it's full, and therefore it's not Mekabel Toma. Another one, Signayas Shalalin, Tahirais. These are covers for fresh fruits that are made out of woven leaves. They are not Mekabel Toma because they're disposable. They're not really reused. However, Shalnitzarim, Temeyais, if it's made out of fibers that grow from a palm tree, they are even Mekabel Toma because they are going to be reused over and over again. What about the following? Chaisal is a woven basket made out of palm leaves that's meant for putting unripe dates inside, and they'll leave them there to ripen. So if it's true, he puts inside and takes out of it Tamekud Mekabel Toma because that's for long-term use. However, if he's not even able to get the dates out of it until he either tears it or undoes the whole basket, so Tahar can't be Mekabel Toma because that's not a proper kli. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more discussions of Kehilim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.